And now to resume The Life of Mary Southern. A strange thing has happened to Max. He has agreed to accept money for his bail from Bill Clark, the well-known movie star. This really is strange when you realize that it was jealousy of Bill that caused Max all the trouble and led to his entanglement with the gambling syndicate. However, Mary has made Max realize that she loves only him, that Bill Clark is only a good friend, not only to her, but also to him, Max. And Max has finally seen the light and has consented to let Mary borrow the necessary money from Bill. And what of the rest of our friends in Sanders? Danny's sacrifice for his conscience may mean that Phyllis, his wife, may never walk again. Danny was offered a huge sum of money by Proust and Davis to testify for the state against Max. But Danny, as much as he believed that Max was the cause of Phyllis's condition, a condition caused by her worry about Max during her confinement, couldn't find it in his heart to conceal even a bit of the truth. And it is to this noble impulse that Max owes his freedom, even if only temporarily. Now it is early evening in the old Sanders home where Mary has taken up residence with her two children. Bail has been posted for Max, and he will be home any minute. Mary is bustling around getting dinner ready for him, and Daddy is helping. The twins are helping, too. Or at least they think they're helping.
Mary, what side does the knife go on? The right or the left?
What did you say, Daddy?
The knives. What side do they go on?
Knife on the right side with a spoon fork on the left.
Yes, that's right. I can never remember.
Say,
what's going on out there? What's all the commotion?
Oh, that's no commotion. Except Jimmy and Susan helping you with the cooking.
I guess they want to have a finger in the pie, too.
Well, that's just it. Only it isn't a pie, it's a cake. And they didn't have a finger in it. They nearly had both hands in it.
Oh, I have just a little tiny bite of it now, Mom.
Jimmy, if you have a bite of this now, you'll want more. And pretty soon you'll have a tummy ache.
I get you.
Grandpa Stafford would give me a piece of cake if I asked him real nice, wouldn't you, Grandpa?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. Now, you two children run upstairs and wash your face and hands.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want Daddy Max to see you with chocolate frosting smeared all over your face and hands, do you?
Sure, why not? Mugs like me always have dirty hands and fat.
Well, you don't think you're a mug, do you, Jimmy?
Oh, he just thinks he's smart to say things like that, Grandpa Stafford. Because Daddy Max says it.
Oh, he does he?
Oh, thanks, talk too much. Susan's an old tattletale.
Hey, wait a minute, you two Indians. Hey, you'll bust all the crockery on this here table. Now stop it, will you? Stop it.
Say, are you two scamps going to wash your faces, or will I have to send you to bed before Daddy Max comes home?
No, we'll go. Come on, Susan. Let's wash our face and hands. We're trapped.
They're cute little scooters, ain't they?
Oh, they're cute, all right. Sometimes they're quite a problem.
Well, they was only trying to help.
Daddy, sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Oh, well, they'll grow up and have kids of their own who'll pester them, and that'll be their punishment. Say, Toots, the table sure looks kind of festive.
I wanted Max.
I get it. You wanted Max to realize what he's been missing. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think you'll need this to remind him, Mary.
Max is the finest, the kindest, the sweetest, the most wonderful man in the world.
Yeah, and he's bullheaded, too.
Oh, he is not. Well, just a little bit. Do you really think the table looks all right, Daddy?
Well, if it looked any better, I'd be afraid to eat off it.
I've forgotten something. Now, what can it be?
I can't see anything missing except the glove.
The flowers, that's it. I knew there was something missing.
Say, what time did Max say he'd be here?
Oh, he said about 7.
Well, it's 7:15 now.
Well, you don't suppose something could have happened to him?
Now, Mary, you're not going to get yourself all het up. Nothing's happened to him, no.
Well, there was a little difficulty earlier today. Bill Clark had to wire his bank in Hollywood for the money for Max's bail. There was so much red tape about identification that Bill called his bank long distance. You know, he was very dickens with him.
Well, $5,000 is a lot of money. I can't blame them for wanting to be careful about it. I sure would be.
I hope it's all been straightened out. I'd feel pretty awful if Max couldn't get out until tomorrow.
Yeah, after you prepared this swell meal and everything.
Oh, I'm not thinking of that, Daddy. I want my Max home again.
I know you do, darling. I know. Now you've got nothing to worry about. Hey, what did I tell you?
With Max. Max, darling.
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but there's a couple of very happy folks live here by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Max Tilly Sanders.
I think this is the right place, Lord Drizzleput. Oh, come on in, darling.
Say, it's terrific to be home again. Wow.
Well, aren't you forgetting something, Mr. Sanders?
Gee, Toots, am I?
Kisser, you big lug, ain't you got no instincts?
It's a pleasure, Mr. Stratford, it's a pleasure.
Oh, Max, you're home.
Mary, I think I'm just catching on to the meaning of that word.
Oh, Max, it's been so lonely without you.
Mary, now, give me another kiss.
Hey, you going to keep this up all evening? I'm starving.
All right, Daddy, let's sit down.
Boy, it is certainly some spread.
Well, it's your coming out party, Max.
That's right, my coming out party. I like those what do you call them, debutantes. I'm a debutante.
A debutante, Max.
Oh, yeah, sure. Debutante, yeah. Some class.
Well, everything's ready. I'll bring it right in.
Boy, it sure feels swell to be back in the old place again.
Yeah, feels like old times.
Yep. You know, Daddy, the place needs a bit of going over, though. Oh, look at that stain on the ceiling up there.
Well, see, I never noticed that one before. It's pretty bad, ain't it?
Yeah, I gotta get that fixed up.
Hey, wait a minute. Hmm? That's no stain, that's water.
What?
Yeah, the kids, Jimmy and Susan, they went up to wash their hands and face.
Well, if I know them kids, they probably started floating Jimmy's boats in the tub and let the water run over.
Come on, let's stop it before we're flooded out.
I guess we better. Hey, Jimmy!
Have some more dessert, Daddy?
Oh, I couldn't catch another bite.
You, Max?
Hey, you want me to explode?
Then I take it my little party was a success.
Terrific.
Never had any better.
Oh, say, I wonder how Jim and Susan are.
Well, last time I saw them, they was all wet.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. As soon as Daddy told me where they were, I knew what had happened.
Well, it was still soaking wet upstairs. Thank heaven they're safely tucked in bed.
If I know those kids, you never can be real sure of what they're up to.
Well, I hope they're asleep. We got the whole crowd coming over here tonight to see you, Max.
Tonight?
Yeah, they all wanted to see you, Max.
Well, sir, that's swell, but I thought that maybe I could have this evening spent alone with Mary. Oh, I don't mean you, Daddy. That's different. Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do about it now, Max.
That's okay. Let them come. We'll have a swell time.
And now I tell you what I'll do. I'll wash the dishes so that you two can have a moment or two together before the company
comes. Oh, no, I'll do the dishes.
And I'll help you.
Now, listen. I'm going to do the dishes, and I don't want any back talk. Or I'll take you both over my knee and give you the worst waiting you ever had. Quiet.
Oh, Daddy, you're the sweetest person I know.
Hey, me too?
Well, me too, Max, but right now, Daddy's the sweetest.
You hear that, Max? Ain't you jealous?
I ain't going to be jealous anymore. The Mary cured me.
I hope so, Max.
Now, look, you two just haul yourselves into the other room while I get the things cleaned up in here. Go on.
All right, Daddy. Okay.
Next to you, I think Daddy's the sweetest person in the world.
And just a few minutes ago, you said that he was sweeter than I am.
Oh, Max, you don't know how terribly lonely I've been without you.
Well, being away from you was no better arguments either, Mary.
Promise me you'll never again think I'm too good for you and run away from me.
Well, I'll promise the second part, Toots. I'll always think you're too good for a lug like me. Yeah, don't cry, Toots. You break me in little pieces when you cry. I love you. And I'll never go away. Unless you send me away.
Oh, Max, this moment is perfect. Wish it could last forever.
Maybe it will. If I can just keep my head and give it an even break. Mary, if
If only those lovely, quiet moments might last forever.